I'm Gladys Attrell, and I am the mayor of Smithers.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. Mayor Attrell, will you kind of briefly bring our listeners up to speed with the current issue with the Smithers wastewater treatment plant?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm not quite sure exactly how much info you want. So we do have a wastewater treatment plant that collects the sanitary sewer from the residents of Smithers, and there's a treatment facility, and the water upon treatment is discharged to the Bulkley River. And so I think what you're referring to is that there were a couple of warnings that were given to the town over the last, now it's a few years ago. And as a result of that, we are taking steps to really to try to find the money to make improvements to the plant so that we don't have those sorts of, effluent discharge concerns again.
And is it a matter of capacity of the plant currently that's kind of where the issue is?
Basically, solids are screened out. It goes out into a lagoon. There's aeration. Things fall to the bottom, that water is moved to a second lagoon, and then eventually discharged, with the right amount of time. And there is testing done on the, what's left in the water. So it's not that it's under capacity. I think being able to add more elements to those lagoons so that they will be able to do a better job of excluding items that are not wanted in the river, in the discharge.
Mm-hmm. And how is this brought to the attention of the town? Was it found, was it Environment Climate Change Canada, or how was the discovery found that the effluent discharge wasn't being, I guess, well enough separated from the wastewater?
Yeah, there was letters received from, I'm just reading it now, so Enforcement Branch of Ministry of Environment, that's Provincial and Climate Change Canada, regarding the non-compliance in the discharge that had happened previously. And so as a result of that information coming to council, we've initiated steps to try to make improvements. I mean, these things are not inexpensive. So the first thing is to actually, make a determination of what appropriate upgrades to the plant should be made, and then to identify the funding sources. So I think, I know the last report to council was in January of this year, and staff were giving us their, the recommendations for grant application in order to make those upgrades. And so that grant application has gone out. And we have some money to pay for a portion of it, but the total project cost, these things are very expensive. We're well over $7 million to do those upgrades.
Yeah. And I wonder if you would let our listeners know about, so the first grant through the Green Infrastructure stream of the Investing in Canada program in 2021 was denied. What was the basis with which it was denied?
We don't get a lot of information on that. Your grant applications are approved or denied. And what happened as a follow-up is staff worked more closely with the funding agencies to be really, really clear on what was desired to have a more successful grant application. And so that led to the grant application that's now been submitted.
Mm-hmm. What does this change? So this new upgrade, and yes, I know that there's a new grant application in as well, but is there any change that taxpayers should be thinking about or that they should be aware of at this point?
Well, no, not at this. Well, I mean, of course, at the end of the day, money, whichever level of government it comes from, is tax dollars. So in that way, people can always be concerned, but this, the way things are laid out now, will not have a direct implication on local taxes, because we will, hopefully we're successful and we'll receive the grant, and the rest of it, the local contribution, is intended to come out of the Northern Capital Planning Grant. So also money that we're holding for projects like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was grant funded as well. In terms of understanding the details, I mean, this thing is sitting, the grant application was on the January 11th agenda. So the details of what the costs were and what they're going, what each line item is paying for is there on the report. Mm-hmm. The one thing that's probably, the most important from council, and that I hope the citizens are most concerned about too, is that, you know, it is our intention to be within our discharge permit. And for the most part, we are. You know, staff work really hard at making sure that the water that goes into the river is as best as it can be. Everyone cares about the quality of water in discharge. And so, you know, things change, standards change, and we have to move along with that too. But, you know, there isn't a sense of recklessness from the town about how we put water or discharge into the Bulkley River. Far from it. So once we became aware of it, we're doing our very best to figure it out. But these are really big ticket items. We can't just, you know, say, okay, well, we're going to buy it right now without big implications financially. We could never afford to do a $7 million project without grant funding.
Yeah, totally. And did you have much of that? Like, was that kind of the response from the public as well that you found that people were maybe concerned that the council was being reckless?
You know, I didn't get really any feedback on it. I saw, you know, a few comments on social media. There may have been public comments to staff, but none came to council that I'm aware of. It's just, you know, it speaks to who we are, that we care deeply about the river and wanting to make sure we're doing the very best we can. So once council was made aware, now we're doing what we can at our level to ensure that we get the money to enable the, you know, the quality of water to be as good as it can when it goes into the river.